Seigneur.
You want to do the same bit?
What's poppin', internet? Welcome to another episode of the Synced Up Podcast, a show we talk to you about news, games, and sandwich a little fun in between. I'm one of your hosts, Timothy DeRoe, and joining me this week is your boy, Michael Clare.
For the second time.
This is take two. We only recorded about 20 minutes before we realized it wasn't recording.
Gushing and goshing about God Pokemon.
Fucking damn. You know, this just happens way more often than it should.
Today
we're going to talk about Pokemon and GTA and some other shit, all right? I'm going to speed. It's going to be a little speed. I'm sorry, okay?
Be a gentleman.
Do you enjoy the show?
Yeah.
You should consider supporting us on Patreon at the $1 tier.
Yeah.
At patreon.com/syncedup, where you can get access to our lovely Discord, where we talk about how games are getting delayed, and that sucks. Or for $5, yeah, you get access to the post shows of all the shows that we do, and many more goodies all from youtube.com/syncedup podcast and podcasting services around the globe.
The globe.
New episodes of this show go up in all of those feeds Tuesdays, 7 a.m. Central Time Zone. Gang. And you should also follow us on Twitter at syncedupod to keep up to date with all of our content from across the board. Now, yes. Diving in. Funny goofs and gaffs that we had.
Gone. So many good jokes.
Gone with the wind, bro.
I think y'all I made the best joke I ever made.
Genius, bro. There,
dude, it was so funny.
So fucking funny.
That Tim pissed himself, dude.
I pissed my
fucking
pants.
He had to pause,
pants.
Leave, change his pants. Now his pants are clean,
exactly,
and the jokes,
dude,
aren't funny no more.
Yeah, I know. Now we're just sitting here. My tea's gone.
Your tea's gone.
You know how this goes. I think I'm good on the dude. Jesus.
I'm just
Pokemon offering. Presents. Everything announced at the Pokemon Presents. Presented to you by iMore.
Kick it.
What the fuck is that?
Sorry, dude. Ever since the show started, I've just had like a Beastie Boys melody in my head the whole time. And I just had to let the kick it. Yeah.
Your pops caught you smoking and you said no way.
Yeah, of course. All right, sorry.
Anyway, Ultra Beasts are coming to Pokemon Go. Mike's hyped a little bit. Not really, actually. He thinks there's been better stuff, but he's not.
Listen. There's a little green monkey boy named Pansage.
Yeah, he's coming.
He's coming to America.
Yeah, of course.
That's all I want.
Pokemon.
Some monkey.
It's happening. Pokemon is happening.
It's happening.
Pokemon events are coming to Pokemon Unite. You got Glaceon, Buzzwole, Tyranitar out now, and then there will be a Wave 2, and who knows, maybe Wave more.
Exclusive from Synced Up. Unite is releasing on Xbox.
Exactly. Yeah, we talked about that already. We wished it was on Xbox, you know? Also, I kind of want to get back into this game, but we'll see. We'll see.
Who would you main?
We'll see.
Have you looked at the cast?
Sylveon.
For sure, Sylveon?
Yeah.
Let me look at the cast real quick.
Look at the cast real quick.
Unite.
While I continue characters. Talking about how Pokemon Masters 3-year anniversary is coming up.
I'm so excited.
And you talked about how it was going to be a new Let's Go, you thought, and then it turns out it was Pokemon Masters EX.
Yeah, because it
That's a good-looking fucking website.
Well, yeah.
That's good.
I wish Live was this good.
Yeah, I know. That's what I'm saying.
So, Buzzwole, Glaceon, Delphox, Espeon, Azumarill, Duraludon.
Duraludon.
Hoopa, Aegislash, Trevenant, Dragonite, Serena, Decidueye, Sylveon, and then all the people who've been here since the beginning. I think.
Yeah.
Who excites me the most? Decidueye would be cool.
I'm on Sylveon status.
I want to try Decidueye.
Aegislash, maybe.
Aegislash, dope.
He's a sword. I mean, that's dope.
I mean, we got some more evolutions here. No Vaporeon yet.
Yeah, I think I'm Sylveon.
I don't know. Buzzwole.
Buzzwole looks cool.
Might be cool. I want
to
play.
I want to play as well. Mewtwo is coming to Pokemon Cafe Remix.
Nice.
And that is super, super dope.
I'm very excited.
Yep.
I'm going to go stir up the pot.
Yeah, stir the pot. Stir the pot of this bullshit. Huh? Oh, yeah.
We should do a... Never mind.
Yeah. What are we doing?
Nothing. Don't worry about it.
Anyway, Pokemon Scarlet and Violet got announced.
Yeah, not got announced.
Jesus. Got shown. We got to see more.
We finally got to see. 12 minutes.
We are going to Poke School. We're going.
No, that's a lie.
On a treasure hunt.
I feel like.
Go ahead.
I just. The treasure hunt thing doesn't sit well.
Can I get
with
a tea refill? Would you mind? Yeah. All right, oh, cool. All right, fair enough.
You're on Ace's clock, bro.
Dude, he's about to fall asleep. Like he's crying.
Bro, he had a tough life. Dude, all right, I'm calling now.
Calling her now. What are we calling?
This is my Hail Mary.
Hail Mary.
My Tom Brady.
Yep.
All right, listen up, kid.
Listening up.
They called it, they said, let the great treasure hunt begin, right?
Yep.
There's some really fancy treasure that legend has foretold of for 500 years.
Yep.
In the back, the top of the map.
Okay.
In the hard to reach spot.
Okay.
The school professor, not the Pokemon professor, the school
lead
dean,
guy?
Yeah, him.
He's a bad guy.
Biggest bad guy.
Okay.
He's just using kids for free labor to find the treasure. And then once you find the treasure, he'll be like, ha 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 ha. Mine.
Yara does it.
Yara does it. Umaya wa moshindere.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think that's my Hail Mary.
Okay. I don't think that's much of a Hail Mary, dude. Everybody turns evil in the end. I mean, that's do you remember fucking idea. Pokemon Legends Arceus? Which is, everyone just forgives the fucking school dean or whatever, the guy, the leader guy in Pokemon Legends Arceus. Fuck Kamado.
Why?
Dude, he turns on you. He hires an assassin to murder you in a cave. You can't live. The dude literally says, you can't live. I can't let you live.
True, but he's just trying to protect this city, you know?
Yeah.
You're a weird time traveler that also came in as the exact time that all this other stuff happened.
The last, 8 months helping them in the highest way possible. Teaching them.
Yeah.
That's so stupid.
That's classic.
Yeah, it is.
Christ, bro. Think about Jesus.
Jesus. Yeah, of course.
They did that.
Refill for the tea? Thank you. Thank you.
This gives me anxiety.
The legendaries were shown as the mounts. They're going to be your mounts for all of the different aspects, flying and swimming and climbing and running and all the stuff.
So I think it's going to be weird. So I'm assuming you're not going to be able to battle with them, like off-rip.
I don't think so.
I think it's going to be lame. They're like, you can ride me, but not but not fight with me. Yeah. You know?
Until the end, when your whole team gets wiped or whatever.
And your motorcycle's like, fine, I'll
and you
do
have
it.
To do like a battle, and you finish the battle, but then there's like an extra one, kind of like the Giratina from Arceus, and then it comes back, and then it's like, oh, fuck, I gotta find him again. And you're like, fuck, but I'm out of Pokemon. And the Koridon's like, oh, dude, I'm right here.
You, boy. Did you see that he, you know Koridon, what I mean? The old one, doesn't use the wheels?
Yeah, he just gallops. Runs and he has wheels on him.
It makes sense because it's like, no, it's part of it. No, it's like, I guess. Like, the other one's mechanical.
Yeah.
This one's like, it's all like a flesh thing, right?
Yeah, sure.
So why would you have a flesh wheel?
I don't know. Don't we all? There's going to be multiple storylines. Fully open world. Multiple quest lines, side quests. Super excited for that.
Yes.
Fully open world. Any gym can be tackled in any order. Remains to be seen how the scaling and stuff works on that. We will find out
later. Scaling would be nice. Just
very. Yeah, I agree. Mm-hmm. Pokemon follow you once again. And then now you can Terastalize, which is the VMAX.
What?
VMAX, the Z moves, the whole nine, all that stuff.
What is Terastalize?
Terastalize allows you to change the typing of your Pokemon and boost the power once of the that type's moves once per battle. It turns him into a little crystal boy with a nice cute hat.
So you could have a what's a cool Pokemon? You could have
a fire type Vaporeon.
A fire type Vaporeon. That's just the Flareon. Why not just find Flareon at that point? True. But yeah, you can just change Flareon the typing of any Pokemon.
Imagine if your Flareon could have water moves. I guess that's not really that.
Why would you want that?
Yeah, that's not really that crazy.
And then no stab bonus. This is all about stab, Tim. Dude, shut up.
Anyway, there's also going to be fully multiplayer, not passing through the stories or anything, but running around catching stuff and doing raids with your hummies.
I'm still curious. So I'm guessing there's zones. Like when you leave the town, you enter like the zone where you can
auto zone.
You can call in your homies, and I guess the story won't progress at all, or maybe it only progresses for one person. It just makes me wonder.
I don't think there's going to be progression of story. I think you're just going to be able to run around with
your homies. Because like if I have a waypoint that's like go to this tower that's in the zone and I call my homies to the zone, you think I can't progress the story at all?
No.
We're just hanging out in the zone?
No.
No.
I don't think so.
Okay.
I'm obscure tenant.
You hit me with the nah. So I was like, if it was
Oh, nah. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You know, sometimes life has no meaning.
Life gives you lemons.
Because, you know, sometimes life can get really fucking repetitive. Like right now.
Deja vu.
All right. We're finally through the stuff we already done did. I'm sorry if it was fast and didn't feel as,
Listen, great. If you want to talk about this, just DM me on anything. Because I love talking about it.
Yeah, comment about how you're mad.
But not like 2 minutes apart.
Yeah, Ace, what's up? Yeah. Anyway, moving on to stuff that's actually, you know, new. Never mind. We heard at a investor conference.
We were there.
That Grand Theft Auto.
The
5.
Oh, the game.
V.
The game.
Grand Theft Auto, the game.
Where
did he get that? Oh. Oh, is he...
What's Ace? What the dog doing?
Ace.
What the dog doing?
Is he about to start humping it?
Yo, what the dog doing, bro?
Hold up. I gotta see. Oh, no, he's making a bed. I thought he was about to start going in.
What was he doing? What's he got?
He was like building it up like he's gonna hump it. You know, it's just a little robe. He's laying on it.
Oh, okay. He made a little bed.
We're chilling. Grand Theft Auto 5 has sold over 170 million copies.
How many?
When I asked Adriana to guess how many copies Grand Theft Auto 5 has sold, guess what Adriana guessed?
I don't know. 2 billion?
900,000. And I was like, oh, shit. And then she's like, 4 million? And I was like, no, higher. 40 million? No, higher. a billion. And I was like, damn, okay, no, not that much
higher. 170 million. That's a lot of...
That's so many copies.
If you, just think. If each copy sold for $1, that's $170 million.
That's a lot.
But they didn't sell for a dollar. They sold
for like 60 to 30.
That's a lot of money.
Yeah, that's so much cash.
That's not even talking about shark cards or whatever.
Not even shark cards, yeah. GTA Online funds. That's cash, money.
They got a cheat code over there.
Minecraft sold more, though.
Ratio plus L.
Plus L.
You sell out.
Yeah, I'm sorry. Anyway. Yeah, that's crazy, dude.
What about, you know what we haven't talked about?
What? What's up?
Game Pass. Getting an upgrade.
Is it?
The family plan. Oh, the family.
Did they, was that a thing? Was that officially announced or was it a leak? I thought it was just a leak.
I don't know, but it was in the news.
I gotta sneeze.
Don't do it.
What is he doing? He's trying so hard to get comfy.
Ace, Ace trying to build a bed, bro. Help him out.
He's building a little bed down
you
there.
You gotta sneeze now?
No, I'm good now, I think. Ace, it distracted me. Okay, continue.
So what
the family plan. Four people, $25.
Four people for $25.
That's a fucking
robbery.
For context,
what do we pay right now?
15.
Per person?
Yeah.
Oh. Couldn't be me starting that's in a few months.
$60 for four people, moving down to $25 for four people.
The homie's going to be saving money.
Yeah, not me, though. Why I pay, not? Currently, I pay zero because I just use chances.
Wait, you get the online functions, too, and everything?
Oh, yeah. I got Game Pass online and everything.
You whore.
Yeah, I've been getting that shit for free.
So does that mean five people?
Yeah.
Or is it eight people?
Could you do eight? Theoretically speaking?
Because is it...
You could, actually.
You think you can get eight people in there?
I think we could test it.
If I want to try it. Because you could... We could test it on...
You do the family plan, but just get three people on the family
plan. Because Andrew has mine.
Yeah, right. So you do the family plan, get three people on the family plan, and we'll see if I still have Game Pass. Right?
But...
Because then if I still have Game Pass...
But what I'm wondering is, like, say Chance is the one who pays for it.
Yeah.
Do we only get one extra? Like, I assume you'll still be able to mooch off Chance.
Yeah, but
if he's the main buyer.
Yeah,
and then he gives it out to three other people.
I don't. Who knows?
But then could
I get Chance's
extra and then Andrew mooch off me?
Could we theoretically do the eight man for $25?
How much money is that?
That's $3 a piece and some pennies. That's like $3.20 a piece. $3.12.
Sony will never recover from this, dude.
Microsoft might not ever fucking recover from this.
Dude, think. Times 12, $36 a month. A year. $36 a year for Game Pass.
That's pretty good.
That's less. Right,
be cool, chat.
That's less than the price of one game.
Yeah, be cool, chat. Even a $40 game, you're getting a discount.
Jesus Christ. What are they thinking?
Take them all the Fortnite skins you could buy now. Like all the Goku skins.
Redirected, bro.
Exactly.
Well, those are all getting bought anyways.
Yeah. Put Machamp in Fortnite. Anyway, Marvel's Midnight Suns got delayed.
Bold take. I'm making it the thumbnail. Machamp at Fortnite.
Yeah.
You think people will click on it?
Yeah.
All right. We'll try it.
All right. Make it like a free V-Bucks thing, too.
How to get Machamp for free in Fortnite. No V-Bucks.
No V-Bucks required. No hacks, no V-Bucks, no mods. Totally legit.
Plus L plus ratio.
Exactly. Anyway, yeah, Midnight Sun's getting delayed. Sorry, Mike.
Dude, I could be a big old delay yesterday, too. I was like, I'm ready for Midnight Sun.
You did. We were all playing Fortnite, and you're like, I can't wait.
Yeah, I'm just gonna play the hell out of that game. It's got Spider-Man. It's got Ghost Rider.
Got delayed, possibly over a year.
Indefinitely.
It was just in the next fiscal year.
We're never getting that game, bro.
So anywhere between March 2023, April 2023 to March 2024.
It's 2023. Let's not cap.
Hey, bro. Say whatever you got to say.
A year and a half?
Go say whatever you got to say, bro.
A year and a half.
They gave themselves a window.
A year and a half.
It's there.
No.
It's possible.
No.
And just because you don't want it to, you don't want to believe.
No.
You might have to wait a year and a half for your game. Is just, I mean, whatever, Mike.
I hope Starfield's delayed.
I hope you're delayed, dude.
22. What does that mean?
I don't know.
Say it.
I'm not sure.
Say what you mean.
I just did.
Give it to me in another language.
Give it to me. Hold up.
Tú quieres más? He's typing. Google Translate. Yeah, speak Japanese. I hope you're delayed, bro.
What are we going to switch to? English to, I'll give it to you in Belarusian. I can't read that.
Shouldn't it say it? It should say it, right?
I want to be able to say it just by reading it.
Oh, yeah.
Let's go with the...
Don't embarrass yourself.
Irish?
Portuguese?
Do they not just speak English over there?
It's just got an Irish accent on it.
Let's click it.
You're delayed.
No, that's a different language.
No, I can't speak that either.
All right, here we go. Hebrew.
Bro, why did you click Hebrew? Like, you can read Hebrew.
I can fucking read. Here we go.
What did the Dutch say?
What does the fox say?
Wap-a-pa-pa-pa-pa-pa.
German. Ich hoff, du bist, was warte, Bruder.
Our subscriber count just went down by like
five. Fuck no, went up, bro.
You think we're reaching the German audience now? I'm gonna put the title in German. How to give him a champ in Fortnite, no V-Bucks, German.
That's so fucking funny. Anyway, that's it for the news. Now, do we want to talk about our favorite games this year?
Oh, sure.
Okay, since the news was a little light. And it was even lighter because we had to do a double take. On some bullshit.
It's not your fault.
It's time to talk about what me and Mike believe are some of our favorite games that we've played thus far in the year. Because we're about to fall upon the season.
The season?
You know, the season.
What season?
That season where a fuck ton of games start coming out.
What's your language?
I've played 880 games that I can remember.
Oh, okay. Well, my GG, I thought you were about to say, like...
I got 880 games.
Since you got the GG app. I was about to say, that doesn't make any
sense. No, these are the ones that... Because I went to try to put back every game I've ever played, and I'm sure I'm missing some. So I've played probably 1,000 games, bro.
Yeah, I believe it.
Pretty good.
If you start counting, like, every mobile game, too.
Let's look at the games I've played in 2022. And I'm going to go through this list here. Not very long, to be honest.
Not just your best games, just all your games?
Yeah, because even the All My Games list is only 32 games long. And a lot of them are just like quick hits.
Quickies?
Quick hits.
Quickie.
Right?
Quickie Mart?
Because I don't keep track of every game that I played. I just keep track of every new game that I played.
Mm-hmm.
So, I started off the year with your boy, Artful Escape.
Okay. Did I play that before you? No way, right?
It dropped this year.
Did it?
It was January. Yeah, it was like January 12th. Yes, sir, my guy.
I have to put that on my list if that's the case. No way.
Artful Escape, my dude.
The Artful Escape. I think you're Capricorn.
Artful Escape is going to be a...
September 9th.
What the fuck?
Nintendo Switch on January 25th. Did you play it on Switch?
Yeah, I didn't. I played it on Xbox. I did. Fun. Okay, let me go and remove it from this. Maybe I played it a little earlier.
Mm-hmm.
And then I'm mistaken. Let me remove it from this list.
Get that out of here. But good game. Nonetheless, I'll give it to you. Good game.
Hey, well, let me check my games played in 2021 list and see if it's on there. Maybe it's on there and I'm geeking.
You geeked, bro?
Games played in...
Because you played it on Xbox, right?
I'm not sure.
It was on Game Pass.
Games played in 2021 have been September, so I can scroll a little down. Yeah, it's not on there. Maybe I played it in 2022. Maybe I got to it late.
No way.
I thought I played it on March.
I thought we played it at the same time.
So did I. Guess not.
Weird.
Anyway, games played in 2022. So I started with it. Artful Escape.
Okay.
XO1, The Pedestrian, Unpacking. These are all games that came out last year. Wordle.
What Wordle. A time.
Yeah, that came out this year. Death Stranding. Didn't finish it.
What did you think, though?
It's pretty good.
Okay.
Rainbow Six Extraction. That came and went.
Dude, that was... You want to know how fast that came and went?
Mm-hmm.
There was like a... Hey, guys, let's all play Extraction when it comes out. I had work that night, and everybody was over it by the next day.
Yeah, they were.
I had it installed, and everybody was like, nah.
Yeah, nah, fam.
We're done.
Pokemon Legends Arceus, of course.
That's...
It's up there.
That's a good game.
Ollie Ollie World.
Uh-huh.
I played that. And that's pretty good.
Yeah.
I played the DLC to Outer Wilds Echoes of the Eye, which feels like its own game. Struck gold twice. Fire.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't feel eligible to be put on a Game of the Year list. But it also didn't drop this year anyway.
Yeah.
But that shit is spectacular.
You waited that long to play it?
Yeah, I just never got around to it because I didn't own Outer Wilds. And I just, there was the straw that broke the camel's back moment of like, I've heard the 95th person say, play this shit, it's God tier.
Yeah.
That I was like, fuck it. And I just did.
We ball.
Yeah.
Okay.
Elden Ring.
Mm-hmm.
Scouted.
Mid.
Tunic. Far, Changing Tides. Weird West.
Whelmed.
Crusading Kings 3. Nintendo Switch Sports, Rogue Legacy 2, Trek to Yomi,
mm-hmm.
Life is Strange True Colors I played this year. Very good. Citizen Sleeper, Horizon Forbidden West, Knowledge is Power, the fucking weird trivia game we played on the PS5.
That was kind of fun.
Naraka, Blade Point, Booty, Path of Exile, we played that for a night. It was okay. Bless Unleashed, Booty, Space Lines from the Far Out, it was okay.
Okay, that game, I'm ready to say it, trash.
Yeah.
Because the balancing is so off.
Yeah, the difficulty curve is also
extremely high.
But Pokemon Fire Red played this year. DNF Duel, Power Wash Simulator, DNF. Escape Academy, Pokemon Soul Silver, and then Multi Versus.
No Sekiro.
So, well, not because I already played that game.
Oh, obviously. Yeah, but you, like, played it
for so, real. So, let's go to my top 10 games of 2022 list. What do you got? What do you got there on your top 10 games
of 2022? Let me see if I play anything you didn't. Power Wash Simulator. Uh-huh. And it has Dust Falls.
I listed Power Wash Simulator.
Oh, okay. Didn't sound like it.
But Dust Falls coming up next week.
Okay.
Well, this week. And yeah. Also, we get to play some Cult of the Lamb. I'm very happy about
it. Is that Game Pass?
No. It's only $25, though.
What is it? I don't know anything about that.
It's good, though. Just play it, bro.
Why are you saying that without telling me what it is?
Because I don't need to. It's good.
Promise. What is it?
Promise.
What is it?
I promise. It's going to be a good game.
I could just buy the Black Panther skin instead. Think about that.
Sure. How many games you got on your top 10 list right now? Because I don't got 10.
7, but 2 could easily fall out.
Okay. So I'm going to start with my number 6.
Okay.
Citizen Sleeper I put on my top 10 list of games I played this year.
Yeah.
This is a... You know, I'm just going to bounce around.
Mm-hmm.
Right? So Citizen Sleeper, the first one I'm going to talk about. It was a good game, man. The story was really nice. The game just played a little weird.
Mm-hmm.
That's why it's so low on my list. But, like, I enjoyed what I played. Like, quite a bit. And
yeah.
It felt impactful. And I got to the end and I was like, that was profound.
That's one of those games that I see the trailers for. I watch somebody play. I'm like, that looks cool, but I'm not touching it.
I'm glad I put in the time to play it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'm glad I put in the time. That's currently... In the running,
for you think it might stay?
Yeah, I can't think of 4 games. Like I know we're in the season, but I can't think of 4 games that I think might knock it out.
Gotcha.
Because I know God of War's coming.
Mm-hmm.
And
fair. I let me talk about my 7 and my 6.
Go ahead.
Games I really didn't play that much.
Yeah.
But I thought were fun.
Okay, cool.
DNF Duel.
Sure.
I can tell it's a really good fighting game.
Yeah, it's not for us, man.
And it's just not my speed, though.
Yeah, we still
But I still enjoyed it.
Yeah, sure.
So it's a good game.
Of course.
And I would recommend it to people who like fighting games.
Yeah.
Switch Sports.
Yeah.
You're trying to live up to the hype of the original.
Yeah.
You almost got there.
Almost got there. It's in my list, too.
It's good.
I enjoy it, yeah.
Yeah.
I thought it was pretty good.
It's not my favorite party game of the year,
though. Wish Golf was in it. I wish there was more Evolutions. There's just, like, certain stuff that I wish, you know.
Yeah.
That I wish.
It's the second best party game of the
year. It feels like it suffers from this weird-ass fucking thing that Nintendo has with a lot of their new stuff that aren't, like, their main... It's fucking weird. And a lot of their mainline stuff, like Breath of the Wild or Mario Odyssey and stuff like that. Just content light, bro. You look at Mario Tennis Aces, Mario Soccer,
Mario Golf.
Party, Super Mario Party, Mario Golf. It's always like, man, this is a $60 title with $10 worth of content in it.
Yeah, I don't get it. And it's like every other game.
It keeps happening.
Yeah.
Keeps happening.
I don't know how it keeps happening.
It's so odd.
Because it keeps selling.
Yeah.
But it's like, we could be doing so much better, guys.
Yeah.
We could do so much better.
Tunic, of course, I have on my list as well.
I couldn't even get into it.
Really?
Yeah.
Damn.
It's cute.
Damn.
I wasn't...
God damn.
Let me clarify. I also wasn't charmed from the beginning like you guys were.
Yeah.
I thought it was cool. I was, like, supporting with you guys. I was like, yeah, Tunic's here for the boys. I'll give it a shot. And just...
Yeah, you know, some people got low IQs, man. I'm just kidding.
I hope you pop a tire on the way to work.
No, please, dude. I'll pay for
I hope so, bro. I hope.
God.
Anyway, bro.
No, I like the game a lot.
How am I supposed to?
Just say you don't like Q stuff, bro.
What do you mean? My number one game is Pokemon Legends Arceus.
That's not very cute at all.
That's extremely cute.
So how did Tunic not do it for you?
It's just boring. No dialogue.
No dialogue?
Graphics were sucked.
How riveting was the dialogue in Pokemon Legends Arceus?
Amazing.
And tell me what those graphics look like when you're looking from top of a mountain.
It just wasn't my sauce, bro. Look at my list and tell me. You tell me why Tunic's not in there.
Because I don't know what the fuck you play, dude.
I don't know either, man.
I don't know. Pokemon Legends Arceus is also in my top.
It's good. It's good. It's like the best Pokemon game ever.
It's very good.
Yeah. I think we both can say that. And it's somehow so good. This game is in. I played it today.
Yeah, you play a lot of it.
Yeah, I played a lot of it today. I haven't played anymore. Got some shinies.
Yeah.
I've been grinding.
Somehow you got Power Wash Simulator up in your top. blows my mind. You just got so sloshed in that fucking game, bro.
Because, okay, listen.
Like, I would come, I would look every night, Mike's playing Power Wash Simulator. I'm like, dude, what are you doing? I'm power washing.
We got to discuss what makes a good game. And there's two things.
And we're talking about.
There's a game that completely enthralls me and takes me in, like As Dusk Falls, like Legends Arceus.
Uh-huh.
But then there's games that allow me to do other things while I do it.
Sure. The podcast.
It gives me an excuse to watch 5 hours of FD Singer, right?
Sure, yeah.
And it was good.
Yeah.
I had a good time.
Yeah. That's how I was doing with grinding the second round.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
Listen.
Fair enough.
Me.
I also got Weird West in my top.
I haven't played it.
That was a good game, dude.
Yeah.
That was a quality game.
It's been one of those ones that like I just stare at. I'm like,
you know what I want to play? Live Alive. Bad.
Well, that's me with Xenoblade 3.
I want to play. That game's already out, though.
Yeah, I know.
But Live Alive.
What? Doesn't it come out like next week or something?
Live Alive?
Yeah.
No, it's been out for like a week.
Okay.
Well,
then both the games are out. What are you talking about?
Keep telling me how good that game is.
Who's people?
Just because I listen to a lot of video game podcasts.
Oh. So you made it sound like they were talking.
They're not telling me.
Greg Miller personally came to you and said, my boy Tim.
Play Live Alive.
Live Alive.
No, people on Kind of Funny are saying Live Alive is great. People on MinMax, IGN, all playing Live Alive right now.
Yeah, the big podcast that got new money, huh?
It just sounds cool. And they just keep talking about how good it is. And it has good scores. Like, it's pulling.
Yeah.
It just feels like one of those niche games. And I liked Weird West, which was like five vignette stories that all tied together in the end.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what this thing kind of is.
Did you like Octopath?
No. But this is like HD 2D, eight different weird vignettes about a shinobi and a wrestler.
Isn't that literally Octopath?
No, because it's like the games are different. They're like eight fundamentally different games. So like the wrestler guy, you play like a wrestling RPG.
Oh.
And then for the shinobi, you play like a sneaky, like it. They're like okay, eight okay. fundamentally
you
different
got
games.
Me. I'm in.
Yeah. And so I want to play it really bad. And people keep talking about how good it is. So it's like on the list of, I need to play this before the year ends.
All right, let's discuss.
But I like Weird West.
The game that's not Arceus.
Mm-hmm.
That's both on our list. That's not Nintendo Switch.
Oh, Elden Ring?
Elden Ring.
The fact that I didn't expect to see Elden Ring on your list because you didn't even come close to finishing that fucking game.
No, not at all. But I still put in like 20 hours, dude.
Yeah, you put in a lot.
I think I 100% of that first area.
Limgrave?
Yeah. It was good.
100% of that whole fucking game.
It's good.
The whole thing.
It's good.
Yeah,
but you can't keep me interested, man. I don't know.
Me and Chance 100% of the entire game. Yeah, me and Chance together beat every dungeon
hand in hand,
every single boss, got all the achievements, all the endings. What a good ass game.
Yeah, that's a good game.
This is one of the greatest games ever made.
Why are you pointing at Nintendo Switch Sports?
Sorry.
There you go.
I think Elden Ring is gonna one of the greatest games ever made, and I think the man, this game's really copying Breath of the Wild is over, and I think we will now start seeing this game is copying Elden Ring.
Yeah, it's about time. I feel like Breath of the Wild's like,
yeah, I'm just so stoked for the next From Stuff thing now at this point.
Do you have any idea what it's gonna be? Do we have any clue?
Nope.
Oh, okay, cool. Listen, let me tell
all the stuff I have.
Let me tell you the best game I played this year.
Yep,
it's not number one on my list.
That doesn't make any sense.
No, it does.
For sure.
It does.
No, just
when you understand how my list is made.
Okay,
right?
Sure, yeah.
Like, I'm still enjoying Arceus. Like, that is my favorite game of the year.
To say you're in Big Daddy Pokemon's pocket.
Yes, sir. that's just my favorite game of the year.
Sure, yeah, cool.
Dusk Falls is the best game I've played, though.
Oh, yeah.
Does it make sense?
Sure, yeah. Well,
does it?
Sure, yeah.
Are you just saying yes? Does it make sense? Do I need to clarify?
I don't know. I haven't played Dusk Falls yet.
All right.
I might come back and say that
it this is game the best sucked. Game I've played this year, though.
Yeah, sure.
You think? No. There's no way.
I'm just playing.
I would be pissed, bro.
If I think it's ass?
Yeah.
I probably won't think it's ass.
I don't think you will either. The story's great.
Everyone talks about how the art style, you get over it really quick, and that's my biggest thing.
Yeah,
like,
you do.
I don't give a fuck about this art style.
You lose the fact that art style is that art style in maybe 2 minutes flat, bro.
Okay.
Because you hop in, you're making decisions.
Okay.
And decisions matter, bro.
Yeah.
They matter.
I want to play a little bit.
I like it.
Sure. Play. Chance likes it too.
Yeah, he does. He 100%
this is my next game I'm playing.
It is the second game I 100% on this list.
Cool.
And the multiverse is really fun.
Bad game.
No, it's a good game.
Bad game.
I've come around. Good game.
Bad game.
Good game.
No, multiverses.
Doctor Strange.
Multiverses, the game we played with Jordan.
Oh, she's right. We said multiverse.
But yeah.
Sis.
Multiverses. The game we played with Jordan.
So where you like Batman.
It was like Smash Bros.
And you're fighting LeBron James.
And Velma. And
Jinkies.
Yeah. Well, it wasn't DC, but it's Warner Brothers.
Warner Brothers.
Yeah. Bad game.
No, that's a good game, bro.
Bad game.
You just haven't played as LeBron. Tell me I'm wrong.
Sure, but I guess.
You go play as LeBron, then you tell me bad game.
Okay, all right. Thank you. My bad. I could see. Anyway, that's it for that section. Let's talk about the historical releases and the games.
What came out this year, Tim?
This year?
Fudge.
All right, time to get on it. Go to the Game Informer release calendar. August 8th, Dead Rising in 2006. Papers, Please, and Spelunky in 2013.
Dude, Papers, Please is great.
That's a good-ass game.
I want to
coming to mobile.
Yeah.
August 9th, No Man's Sky in 2016. What a journey for that game. Mm-hmm. August 10th, Scott Pilgrim vs. the World in 2010.
Wow.
And We Happy Few in 2018. August 11th, nothing. Mm-hmm. August 12th, P.T., the cult classic in 2014. Good little demo.
Society hasn't moved on from that.
Nope. August 13th, Payday 2 in 2013. Geometry Dash in 2013.
There's a good video about that.
Oh, yeah. Good video. Fallout Shelter in 2015 as well. Hmm. August 14th, Darksiders 2 in 2011, and Sleeping Dogs in 2012. Move the mouse, please.
Sleeping Dogs.
Now I gotta make sure, cause I'm gonna look and make sure we're still recording. We're Gooch.
Imagine.
You know, I would, at that point, ending life.
So we're at the time of the year where games start coming out again.
Yep.
Welcome to Game Release Central.
Yep. Now it's time to talk about the games we've been playing this week. You play anything? Like the note besides just grinding in.
You want me to talk about Multiverses for another 5 minutes?
No.
Okay. No, I haven't.
All I have done is play a little Fortnite with the boys, of course.
Yeah.
Bought some Marvel skins.
We suck.
Yeah, we're bad. We got a dub, though.
We did get a dub.
Yeah.
That was a great way to end the night.
It was a good dub.
But we suck.
Oh, yeah, we're bad.
I just feel like when I play solos...
Like, we're getting fucked.
When I play solos, I feel like there's a lot more people who just suck that play solos.
Sure.
But when you're playing squads...
Motherfuckers are in there
with their TTVs. You got four interested people.
Four TTVs in there.
Yeah. You got four interested people in Fortnite.
Yeah.
That's not... That doesn't just happen.
Yeah, sure.
You got some weirdos.
Exactly.
Us, we're just there for the skins.
We're some casuals, yeah.
Yeah.
We're just there to get Venom, you know. Venom.
It was so funny. Kylie was asking me questions about the skins, and the whole time, she'd ask questions that make me think, like, yeah, I shouldn't do this. I shouldn't be buying skins.
Like, I don't want to know it's how much FOMO. Money I spent on Fortnite.
I don't either.
It's probably not an astronomical number, but it's a number that's too high.
Yeah. Is it?
Yeah.
I don't want to hear the number I've spent on microtransactions overall.
Overall?
My whole life.
Oh, fuck them.
Like, if you, like, Clash.
Clash Clans,
Pokemon yes. Go.
Pokemon
all
Go.
All the games.
I've done it.
Yeah. It's not good.
It's a lot of battle passes.
Dragon Ball Z Token Battle, bro.
You didn't buy that. You bought? I didn't know you bought.
There was a day.
I didn't know you bought. I thought you were fully version.
No, when I started playing again.
Oh, okay.
When I picked it back up, only free to play, right?
Okay.
Because I went down a dark path, bro. There's one day. Like, one of my favorite characters. It was like, it's Cooler, right? Cooler. My boy Cooler.
Cooler's cool.
And I saved a bunch of stones.
That's bad water.
Didn't get them. So I'll drop a 30 ban right now.
$30?
Ka-ching. Roll the dice.
Didn't get them?
Nada. Ka-ching. Another 30 ban.
Didn't get them?
Nada.
You didn't go to 90.
No, I didn't.
Okay.
But this, I want you to know, this is like the span of 3 minutes, and I'm just sitting on the toilet.
You considered, though.
Oh, that. Yeah, I consider. Because you're like, I'm 60 bucks in.
I got to keep going.
I became aware of my surroundings.
Yeah.
I'm sitting on the toilet.
Yeah.
It's been 3 minutes and I've spent 60 bucks on nothing.
I have to get
and
out
I
of here.
And I was like, I need to stop.
Yeah.
Put my phone down.
Yeah, yeah.
Walked around.
Yeah.
It's a dark path.
Yeah. I feel like, dude, at least for a while there.
Yeah.
Every single time we got on Fortnite, I felt like I was spending $8, $20. Like, every single fucking time.
It's because we have a problem where we only get on Fortnite when a new skin drops.
Yeah, that's the issue.
You literally saw John Cena was coming to Fortnite and marked your calendar.
I'm like, yeah, I did. I went on there.
You're like, dude, John Cena comes on tonight. We're playing Fortnite.
Yeah.
And I'm like, dude.
Yeah, I immediately bought John Cena.
See, I thought the...
Adrian wants to learn how to play. And that's Fortnite? A dangerous game because I know she's going to see a cute skin. So I'm going to have to be getting the skins that I want to get and then also be getting the skins that she wants to get.
Evil laugh from Adri.
Yeah, she's like, because she wanted to play last night, but we already have four.
See,
man.
I thought I would be saved by the thought of the ethereal Dragon Ball skins and how I'd have to save money.
No.
But then the boys get on. And everybody's got their Marvel skins. I'm like, all right, let me get Daredevil.
Yeah. Gotta do it.
What a tragedy.
Gotta do it. Love it. And then, of course, I have finished my 100% of Sekiro. That marks 5 out of the 7 FromSoft titles, 100%.
My name's slotted next to that, too. I helped.
You did. You did. You killed a couple purple ninjas.
Yeah. I got at least 10 of them.
Yeah, you killed a couple purple ninjas. I spent about 8 hours yesterday, 7 hours yesterday killing purple ninjas, and a little bit of time today, an hour and some change.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe probably more than 7 hours yesterday, 8 hours, just killing a purple ninja. Yeah, that was rough, but I'm done. So, yes, 5 of the 7. I now have 100% of Sekiro, Shadows Die Twice, uh-huh. Elden Ring, Demon's Souls, mm-hmm. Dark Souls 1, mm-hmm. and Dark Souls 3. I got Dark Souls 2 and Bloodborne to go.
Can I tell you why I hate Sekiro?
Why? What?
They broke the naming convention.
Did they? It's not Dark Souls?
Well, no. Yes. Huh? But they also added a second title.
Oh. They've done that before.
With what?
Dark Souls 2, Scholar of the First Sin.
What?
Yeah.
What is that?
It's Dark Souls 2, Scholar of the
First Sin. What the hell is that? DLC?
No, it was with the edition. They released... It was like a mid... I guess it was like a re-release of Dark Souls 2, but yeah.
But that doesn't count. That doesn't count.
It's called Scholar of the First Sin.
The game's just Dark Souls 2, right?
Yeah, but...
Sekiro, like, if I go on...
Sure. You can't buy Dark Souls 2. No, you have to buy... They don't have Dark Souls 2 anymore. You have to buy Scholar of the First Sin. But... It was a re-release of Dark.
But if imagine you didn't know that.
Yeah, sure.
Would my point be more interesting?
Sure. You, okay, yeah.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah, I forgot.
Thank you.
But no, it makes sense. That feels appropriate because they also completely changed what the game is.
Yeah,
it's different enough. It's like a rhythm game where you're... Venom, where you're...
where you're why did I think it too?
When you're enticed not to... run away. You're enticed to not be methodical. You're enticed to be as aggressive as possible.
Yeah, it felt weird.
I love it.
I was literally trying to roll, and you were like, bro, just attack. I'm you like, have that's, to not, attack. That's yeah. not how I Dark Soul.
You attack, and you parry, which is not how you Dark Soul.
No, it's not.
I'm going to be doing Bloodborne next. I'm saving Dark Souls 2 for last because the servers are down, so there's no chance for me to grind stuff in multiplayer, which means I'm going to have to be grinding for stuff in single player, which means the 8 hours I spent killing the same purple ninja, it's going to be more like 15 hours grinding for fucking Dark Souls 2. Equipment, which is why I'm saving it for last, because once I do it all, I'm like, dude, come on, we're right there. Yeah. We are 15 hours away of just killing these same fucking 8 nights in a row of getting it all done, of finishing it all. So that's why I'm saving it for last. Bloodborne also has some stuff. I'm thinking maybe I could reload my save in Bloodborne and then grind some stuff at the end, because like it's not gonna be that hard to reload Bloodborne. I think I can do it, because you can do chalice dungeons, which are like also like randomly generated dungeons, and you can randomly generate low level ones. So I think I'm gonna randomly generate some low level ones, run it, learn the game some more, maybe watch a couple vids, come back and be like, fuck that, I ain't playing this game again. I'm just gonna go into New Game Plus, run through New Game Plus, do that, and then just grind for the thing that I need to grind for, because I have like all the achievements except for like two bosses.
When you're done, are you gonna put it in your Twitter bio?
No, I'm not doing that.
Why not?
That's such a loser shit.
Then why'd you do it?
Did I?
No, why'd you do it?
Why did I do it? I don't know.
You gotta rep the badge.
I love the studio, and I love all of the games. And also, it does feel kind of like I beat all the FromSoft games, so it's not a skill issue. It's not a skill issue.
If I bought you a little button
that said I have got all the achievements on all the
FromSoft games. I have all the achievements in every FromSoft game.
I'd wear it to PAX.
Okay.
I'd wear it to PAX. Anyway, all that's right. It for the games that we've been playing. Now it's time for reader mail. You can get your questions right on the show by writing into syncedappod@gmail.com, just like Spencer did. And he says, this is an old ass write in. It's the only email we got. It's the last one in the tank. So write in, please, God. So with the ESA/ReadPop now taking the reins of E3 for next year, do you think we move further away from it being a trade show and lean into it just becoming another PAX/fan exhibition?
We didn't answer this?
No.
Yeah, we definitely do.
Did we?
Yeah.
We answered this?
No, I'm saying yes to him.
Yeah, I think it was already leaning that way already.
Yeah, it's going
to
be like a...
They have to.
PAX.
They have to.
Less expo hall, like indie expo, and more like Sony, here's what Microsoft sent us. And I don't think you're going to get as cool stuff, but...
I think they have to. I think if they don't, they're done. And yeah. I think they're already done anyway.
It's the... How would I describe
Venom.
This? It's the GameStop effect.
Yeah.
It's not about the games no more.
No.
It's about the Funko Pops.
Exactly.
And Funko will be at that event.
Of course.
And they'll sell Funko Pops.
Exactly.
That's my thesis.
Okay.
I want to see what are they called?
Fuck if I know.
YouTube videos. Oh, what are they called?
What?
No, the long ones, the good ones.
Video essay?
Thank you. Jeez. I want to see why are you yelling at me? Jeez, bro. I was just looking for some help.
Okay.
I want a video essay on the Funkoization of video game consumerism.
You use some words there, and I don't know if...
But it's clickbait words.
Sure.
Like, you'd watch that. I don't know. The Funkoization...
of video game consumerism. That's word salad.
It is, but it's everywhere you go, man.
Sure.
Everything's Funko.
Yeah, of course. Chibi.
Mm-hmm.
U2s.
It's all merch.
Exactly. Man. That's it for the show. We're done here. That's a little inside joke.
D- Do the do.
Do the do. We'll catch you guys in the next video. If you support us at patreon.com/syncedup at the $5 tier, you get access to the post show that we're about to do where we do some cool stuff. So that's hype. We'll see you there if you do that. If not, we'll see you guys next week.
Goodbye. Goodbye.